Welcome to the Thursday, January 18th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, a couple things I want to get into. I'm going to continue with the rest of and part two of this interview by Walter White with this Harold Rosenthal character. But before I do, there's a couple of things I wish to address. Number one, and I'm going to share this, and I want to be clear, and I want to address this. I got an email this morning from Ramsey in Canada. And Ramsey, I know you're listening, so I want to be very clear about this. I'm going to read this and address it on air. He says, I knew that you read my email because you mentioned my name on your program last Tuesday. You and John insulted me first. Well, I'm going to stop right there and say, Ramsey, I do not recall ever insulting you. The only thing I have said regarding you is that you are not very clear and concise. You burn up a lot of airtime, and I have a problem trying to figure out exactly what your questions are. You go on to say, Ramsey, that both myself and John laughed, and John said that you were on drugs. I think you should go back and listen to those archives, Ramsey, because from what I believe happened is John asked if you were on drugs. But he didn't say you were on drugs, and yes, I laughed. You call that an insult. You tell me I have a much greater advantage than you, because I'm on the network, and I can say whatever I want. You go on to say it's pathetic when I go on the network and play the victim and tell my audience that you started the problem. You go on to say the next time when I ban someone from the network, make sure that I refute your argument. Well, let's be clear here, Ramsey. You're talking to the wrong person because I did not ban you from RBN. This is an issue that you might want to take up with John, but you shouldn't make accusations that are totally untrue. You go on to say that yesterday I talked about Alison Weir, and you say you've been following her work since 2004 and read her book, Against Our Better Judgment. What makes you sick is that myself and John are just as shallow as the Israelis. The Israelis deny the crimes they did to the Palestinians in 48, 49, and 67, and I deny the crimes the Nazis commit against the Jews, Catholics, Orthodox, POWs, Gypsies, and so on. No, Ramsey, you need to listen to my archives. I didn't deny anything. I said, show me some evidence. There's a difference between denying and showing evidence, Ramsey. So let's be clear. I didn't ban anybody from the network, okay? That power or that issue, John owns the network. I don't own the network, Ramsey. So address that issue with John, not myself, okay? And the only reason that I have difficulty with you, Ramsey, is because what you're saying that we insulted you, that first email that you did send, Ramsey, you insulted us. You were doing a little bit of name-calling in there, Ramsey. I'm not going to put it out over the airwaves, but at no time in any of my archives have I ever called you a name, Ramsey. So let's leave it at that and move on. Now, before I continue sharing the Harold Rosenthal interview done by Walter White back in 1976, I want to comment on a post I read from a fellow by the name of Mick West. He is supposedly a staff member of the site called metabunk.org. Mick writes a scathing barrage of disparaging remarks about Alan Zabrowski, including but not limited to, and I quote, Zabrowski promotes conspiracy theories and compares Israel to Nazi Germany. Now, in the essence of time, I'm not going to read his entire post, but I want to say that the five Israelis that were arrested and held for 10 weeks by the FBI, they were eventually deported back to Israel. Now, this action was both approved by Robert Mueller, then head of the FBI, and currently heading the laughable Trump investigation regarding the so-called Russian collusion, and then carried out by one of Michael Michael Chertoff, then head of Homeland Security, and a dual citizen of Israel. Now, that said, I'm going to read a quote, because I went in this morning to YouTube and I pulled this up. I'm going to read a quote made on an Israeli television interview with the five shortly after they were deported and sent back to Israel. And then I'm going to pose a question. In that interview, one of the Israeli men being interviewed stated, and I quote, The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event. Now, this statement, our purpose was to document the event, unquote. Now, this statement itself speaks volumes. So my question, if Israel didn't know it was about to happen, how possibly could these five men have been there on top of a building with cameras set up to film it? That's the question of the day, folks. That question in itself is damning to the Israelis. Okay, that said, now let's go back to the Rosenthal interview. For those of you who were listening yesterday, I'm going to continue. According to Rosenthal, since we do not believe in a life after death, all of our efforts are directed to the now. We are not as foolish as you, and will never adopt an ideology that is rooted in self-sacrifice. Whereas you will live and die for the benefit of the community, we will live and die only for our own individual self. The idea of self-sacrifice is abhorred by Jews. It is abhorrent to me. No cause is worth dying for, since death is the end. The only time we unite is to preserve our individual selves. As a group of wolves unite to attack a prey, but then disperse after each is filled. So we Jews unite when peril is pending, not to preserve our community, but to save our own skin. Now, this attitude permeates our entire being and philosophy. We are not the creatures or the creators, for to create would only benefit another. The white race has clearly been the creators in terms of inventions, achievement, etc. And by them, all the families or races of the world have been blessed or have benefited from them, as prophesied in Genesis 12:3 and 28:14. This proves that Jews are not God's chosen people. We are the acquirers and are interested only in satisfying the self. And to understand our philosophy, understand the term to get. We never give, but only take. We never labor, but enjoy the fruits of others' labor. We do not create, but we confiscate. We are not the producers, but the parasites. We can physically live within any society, but always remain spiritually apart. To work would be to produce, and the highest form of that labor would be to create. Your race has always worked for the satisfaction of what it produces. We would never work for anyone's benefit, only for what we can get. We have used this Aryan attitude to achieve our greatest prosperity. You will work for the enjoyment you derive out of producing while never being concerned about the pay. We take your productivity for a paltry fee and turn it into fortunes. Now, until recently, the pride of workmanship exceeded the quest for high incomes. However, we have been able to enslave society to our own power, which is money, by causing them to seek after it. We have converted the people to our philosophy of getting and acquiring so that they will never be satisfied. A dissatisfied people are the pawns in our game of world conquest. Thus, they are always seeking and never able to find satisfaction. The very moment they seek happiness outside themselves, they become our willing servants. Your people never realize that we offer them only worthless baubles that cannot bring fulfillment. They procure one and consume it and are not filled. We present another. We have an infinite number of outward distractions to the extent that life cannot again turn inward to find its definite fulfillment. You have become addicted to our medicine through which we have become your absolute masters. And for this reason, Christ said, quote, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees," in Matthew 16:6. This was a warning against their Talmudic Babylonian doctrines, which grow in men's minds and permeate throughout society until this philosophy finally enslaves them. On the first and fundamental lie, the purpose of which is to make people believe that we are not a nation but a religion, other lies are subsequently based. Our greatest fear is that this falsehood will be discovered, for we will be stamped out the moment the general public comes into possession of the truth and acts upon it. It is one thing to put a man in possession of the truth. To get him to understand it is another, and to get him to act upon it is yet another. Truth by itself has no value unless used or applied in some way. It is becoming apparent that an awakening is occurring, even here in America. We had hoped that through our devastation of Christian Germany, that any subject dealing with us would be fearful or taboo. However, there seems to be a resurgence here in the one nation that we so strongly control. We are presently making plans for a rapid exodus. We know that when the light begins to dawn, there will be no stopping it. All efforts on our part will only intensify that light and draw focus upon it. We fear that light is coming forth in movements across this land, especially yours. It has amazed us how you have been successful in reaching the people after we closed every door of communication. This, we fear, is a sign of a coming pogrom that will take place in America soon. In other words, folks, we're waking up and they know it. The American public has realized that we are in control, which is a fatal mistake on our part. This nation could never be the land of the free as long as it is the land of the Jew. This is the concept that most patriots cannot understand. Patriots have spent untold man hours fighting the IRS, the Federal Reserve, the media, Congress, or government in general. And these things are merely tools which the Jew now uses against the detestable Goyim. The problem is not the tool or the device, but the heathen in control of it. This is the revelation that will be our undoing. The American people have been easily ruled through our propaganda that the pen is mightier than the sword. We virtually get away with murder, and all the goy do is talk about it, which is ineffective since we, the masters of propaganda, always publish a contradicting account. If the Aryan would review history and apply those lessons of the past, then the pen will be thrown down in disgust and the sword wielded in the heat of passion. A recurrence to history would edify our minds and show us that the European countries solved their Jewish problem only by use of force. And thus far, we have escaped the sword. When the only reprisal is some periodical of no repute or some pamphlet with limited circulation, their pen is no match for ours. But our constant fear is that they may open their eyes and learn that no change was ever brought about with a pen. History has been written in blood, not with ink. No letter, no editorial or book has ever rallied the people or stopped tyranny. We understand this principle and are continually propagandizing the people to write letters to the president, to Congress, and to their local media. We are safe to continually exploit, intimidate, and disenfranchise the white American as long as they are preoccupied with the illusion of educating the masses through printed material. Woe be unto us if they ever see the futility of it, lay down the pen, and employ the sword. History confirms the fact that the passions of an aroused minority, no matter how small a group, have exerted enough power to topple the greatest empire. The movements that control destiny are not those that rest in the inactive majority, but on the sheer force of an active minority. Will this power, not numbers, for a strong will always rule the masses. And in examining the extent of Jewish power and control over America, Henry Ford stated this control, and it can be explained only by the Jewish will to power. The International Jew, 1920, Volume 1, page 210. Again, we are safe as long as our will is stronger, or the will of the people is misdirected, scattered, and without leadership. We will never be deposed with swords, only, or with words, only force. Would this not be the logical and proper course of action required to rid the land of any type of invader or hostile enemy? Now, the wisdom of Mr. Harold Rosenthal has been set forth truthfully and accurately, and it was recorded. The question now to you is this: what can you do to protect the nation and every citizen from the above potentials? Those of us who have been in this battle to save our once great nation for so many years possibly became calloused, not too sensitive to the horrible things going on around us. I must admit, however, that the facts as conveyed by Harold Wallace Rosenthal have made their impact on this writer, and we're talking about Walter White. The interview, or perhaps the better word might be confession, has helped to bring to the surface a reality of what we veterans have known for years. But the stark reality of Jewish treachery becomes more shocking when getting it all in one package. Mr. Rosenthal, a former influential Jew in his own right, prided himself in being a vital part of the admitted control of media and of their invisible government, in which no political power is exercised without Jewish approval. Let us also highlight the other key remarks of Mr. Rosenthal, that the American people have no guts and the Jews sneer at their stupidity. The Jews' power through their money and the money power afford them a master plan for international conquest through propaganda. There is in America an unthinking majority. The Jews' treachery of pitting labor against management, the Jewish belief that Christ was just another man on earth, the Jews are admitted parasites who have gained control of our society, our government, and economies through their religion, the myth of the Jews being the chosen people, the confessed big lie that the Jews are a religion and not a nation. We are beginning to that the Jews fear being discovered for what they are. We are beginning to uncover the whole conspiracy on the part of the communists, the world Zionism, to capture control of our nation, and the Jews and their prostituted media are beginning to admit, as Mr. Rosenthal said, that we have them on the run. And believe us, it will be a shock to the Jewish world when this gets into circulation and they discover that we have our hands on this first-hand information from a Jew who was formerly respected in high government, under Jacob Javits, I might add, and it is this report that could trip the miracle. If, with your help, we can get this material distributed in the hands of citizens and even in government offices throughout the country, it might help bring about the desired action. Now, as you have heard, the Jewish conspiracy is to reduce our population to a subservient obedience intended to groom us for a Jewish-controlled international money-changing dictatorship designed by Jewish Zionists and communists. This is occurring and will continue if the American public allows itself to be so subdued. The ignorance and apathy of the people have been an open invitation to the Jewish to ensnare them in their socialist plans. These one-world subverters who have been running our bureaucracy in Washington have permitted over 12 million aliens to come into this country illegally from all nations. Now, remember, this is in 1976, folks. Today, it's probably closer to 35 or 40 million. These aliens to come into this country illegally from all nations of the world, including China and Mexico and all nations in between. They are holding jobs which amount to more than the number of people we have unemployed. Now, this manuscript can act as a weapon which will open the eyes of the masses. They know something is wrong, but they do not know what to do. Now we can show them. Only by knowing the truth of the problems can a proper course of action be made. Thus, the importance of circulating this evidence to tens of thousands is necessary, so a victory could be within our grasp. Although it is a lengthy manuscript, its contents will hold the attention of almost any reader. And why? Because it affects every man, every woman, and every child in America. Yes, even throughout the world. It is that important. There cannot be, ever be, another document of such vital importance. This has to do with life and death, with truth. The revelations in this document are shocking and unbelievable to the innocent who can scarcely imagine such self-confessed evil ambitions. Now, Mr. Rosenthal appeared to take great pride in being able to disclose some of their inner untold secrets, all of which unfolds as we listen to every word spoken, mine and his, during the lengthy interview, Walter White's interview with Harold Rosenthal, which is recorded on cassette tapes as our documentation. We'll be back. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Stick around. More to come.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Does that make me crazy? Does that make you crazy? Does this make us crazy? I don't know. These are the words of Harold Rosenthal and being interviewed by Walter White. These are not my words, but as I look around and I look at events that have happened throughout history and I do deep research on this, these words have a tendency to resound in what looks to be truth. The Jewish nation is the enemy of all nations, according to Rosenthal. They have already become hysterical since the document was brought to their attention. God save us, and that appeal to God is not an idle gesture. My Christian faith, according to Walter White, remains intact. God save our nation, even if at present we are prisoners of a propaganda monopoly by a handful of subverters and manipulators. We can, with his help, lift the yoke and break the bonds so that our majority, by righteous representation, can assert itself in following the freedom under our United States Constitution. Now, a warning. There is a risk involved in printing this manuscript and even orally delivering this manuscript. This writer, Walter White, was struck down on March 13, 1978, and badly beaten. But he risked his life before and will gladly do it again, if only to get this knowledge into the hands of a few million people. The reward that comes to those who stand by the truth, regardless of the cost, is akin to what our Lord must have experienced when he resisted the devil. After the devil went away, the scripture says, angels came and ministered to him. We are in the final battle, and we must do everything possible to pass the word, including prayer. God has a plan for a nation to follow to free it from alien captivity. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble me and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then they shall hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. At the time of Walter White's interview with Mr. Rosenthal, he knew it was powerfully potent, and he had an overwhelming confidence in its content to arouse and awaken many who formerly disbelieved. Now, it's interesting how the Rosenthal document confirms the theme of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which I have read, and I'm sure many of you have as well. It might be called Personalized Protocols 1979 edition. Now, anyone who does not know that the organized Jew is the instigator of world communism, of international Zionism, national socialism, and Judeo-Roman Catholic Church, Judeo-Roman Islam, and is in a conspiracy to destroy Christian civilization, is too naive and too ignorant to deal with the problems we faced. The Christ-hating Jew who conspires against our Christian heritage enjoys nothing better than the conservative who protects the Jew and will talk about everything dangerous to our country except the hidden hand of the Jew conspirators, the root of all evil which threatens Christian civilization, while it is the love of money which is the root of all evil. The Jew exhibits far above other peoples a love of money and have an instinctive and compelling desire for attaining as much wealth as possible, regardless of the means or harm it may cause. This evil force is the Antichrist, as revealed in the second letter of John, who says, and I quote, "He is the Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son," unquote. These Jew-protecting conservative Americans who, and are knowingly or unknowingly, helping to destroy their own country. And as a result of Jews rule America, they plot to rule the world. We are in bondage, and can we escape? Yes, but only if the Jew-protecting conservatives, who are helping the Antichrist Zionists to divide and conquer, will learn and accept the truth and be guided by the warnings of our Savior. And never think that they know better than he, and if they will unite with real Americans who do know the truth in a battle to save our country, we can escape from the clutches of Christ's worst enemies, the Antichrist Jews. For this is one of several ways in which our country can be saved. The USA is a rogue state that will fulfill Revelation 13, wherein the Lord Jesus prophesied the United States would become the once Protestant, the image unto the beast of once imperial, now papal Rome. This means that whosoever forgets or admits the Jewish question, be it through ignorance or fear, is unfit to be a preacher, a teacher, or an official. This means that every security risk, One Worlders, Atlantic Union plotter, and alien Antichrist Zionist whose loyalty is to another country, and all their traitor agents and stooges must be banished by real Americans united from every position of power and influence in this nation, and instead put none but real Americans on guard. For this is the way by which our country started, and thus the way it can be saved. That, folks, is a conclusion of part one. So now, I'm going to shift gears and go into part two, right after the break. The break is coming up shortly. So anyway, I want to clear. I put this out here thanks to Marin, Wisconsin. She sent it to me. I put this out here to be clear. This is put out by a Jew that was a month later killed by probably Jewish people under the auspices of a so-called hijacking. We'll be back in three. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipod.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. With Mr. Rosenthal, starting part two. The first statement made by Mr. Rosenthal, and I quote, "Most Jews do not like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer," unquote. Is that true? Is that not true? According to Mr. Rosenthal, and indeed it is. Now, the above is an exact quote of Harold Wallace Rosenthal, former top administrative aide to the then-Senator Jacob Javits, who was since defeated in the 1980 election. Now, I, Walter White Jr., for the past 17 years, director and editor of the monthly conservative publication Western Front, was told about Mr. Rosenthal's boastings around Washington, D.C., and I was encouraged to meet with him and to interview him for a fee. In other words, he paid Rosenthal evidently pretty heftily for this interview. Rosenthal had stated publicly that the Jews will completely dominate throughout the entire world and that they control every facet of political life in America and every aspect of the communication media. Eventually, Mr. Rosenthal and I, according to White, were brought together, at which time White interviewed him privately and taped the said interview with Mr. Rosenthal's knowledge and consent. And during the lengthy meeting, Rosenthal became impatient, rude, and vulgar, all of which is recorded on the tape. And he sought the balance of his fee before White had even concluded his questioning. Since the entire interview was so lengthy, in 1977 they released and published only the first portion under the same title as above, The Hidden Tyranny. Copies of the manuscript have been sought by people from all around the globe. We now release the balance of the taped interview as part two. Although I do not wish to digress, an Eastern analyst has told me that the Hidden Tyranny manuscript part one has had a pass-on readership of 3.5%. Thus, if true, the manuscript part one has been read by more than 7 million people. When this final portion, part two, began circulating, its impact may be even greater. It depends upon you, the reader, or in this case, the listener. Before any agreement was reached between us, White had established with Rosenthal that he would answer an unlimited number of questions with complete honesty and to the best of his ability. It was because of this understanding that White took issue with Mr. Rosenthal during the final stages of the interview and accused him of not being honest with him as it related to his response to the question, "Do you have knowledge of when and why the story began about the Jews being God's chosen people?" That is when he said in part, "Most Jews do not like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer. So I wasn't lying, and we are his chosen people. Lucifer is very much alive." Well, that poses a question that I have, and that is, if Lucifer is their God, and they don't believe in an afterlife, how does that connect? Because the afterlife, according to the Bible, with Lucifer, is hell. So, I don't know. I've got a little issue with that one. As this goes to press, we still seek a governmental body to investigate Harold Rosenthal's allegations. My dictionary conveys such allegations as treason. We now pick up after a dispute during which the tape recorder had been turned off. White would to Rosenthal, "When true history is permitted to be published at large, when the truth actually surfaces, what do you expect the people of the world will do to the Jews?" Rosenthal's response, "I thought we had concluded this interview." White goes back and says, "I'm concerned, and this question seems to require your answer." Rosenthal replies, "We were all finished, White, and now you start to pump me again. I've already given you the tables of stone, and yet you want more. Never mind. You wouldn't understand anyway, you Christians." So White replies, "So now you damn me because I'm Christian. I thought we had tried to keep this on a business-like basis, did we not?" And then, of course, Rosenthal mumbles. White goes back and says, "Whatever that is or means, you're using words I've never heard before. Are you speaking English?" Rosenthal says, "I said." And so White comes back and says, "Well, will you spell that?" So Rosenthal spells the word M-I-S-C-H-N-A-H, Mishnah, and briefly says it is from the basics of the Talmud. He continues, "Let's not dwell on this. We're not getting anywhere. Besides, we had concluded things, and that ends our agreement." So White asks if he's afraid to answer the question, and Rosenthal replies, "Who the hell do you think I am? I'm not afraid to answer any question, but I've given you enough information for a book." White responds, "Did I not pay you as per our agreement?" Rosenthal, "Yes, sure, but again, you're wanting more. All right, you want my opinion as to what people of the world are going to think when victory is written?" And White replies, "Well, I didn't pose the question exactly like that, but go ahead." Rosenthal states, "I don't give a damn what the people will think. Besides, whatever happens, you and I will be dead, plain dead. Does that satisfy you?" White says, "There are two or three questions among my notes here, Mr. Rosenthal, which have yet to be answered, and one is quite important." And Rosenthal replies, "What is that?" White says, "The story about the 6 million Jews supposedly cremated or murdered by the Nazis." Now, pay specific attention to this part, folks, okay, because this is Mr. Harold Rosenthal, a Jew, that is basically telling us the entire outline of how the Jewish people think. So the story about the 6 million Jews supposedly cremated or murdered by the Nazis. Rosenthal, "What about it?" White, "Do you know who or what Jewish organization created that big lie?" Rosenthal, "No, I don't know anything about its authenticity. I don't think it's too important anyway." "Mr. Rosenthal, you know better than that. What about the younger generation who is growing up believing this big lie, and you say it's not important?" Rosenthal's response, it was an outgrowth of the war, and we all know that Hitler hated the Jews. So someone, somewhere, thought of exaggerating the number. We know that many, many Jews were killed by the Nazis. White says, I'm sure you know that when World War II broke out, there were less than a quarter of a million Jews in all of Germany. That's an interesting statement. Many thousands had already left Germany. Let's repeat that. I'm sure you know, according to White, in 1976, there were less than a quarter of a million Jews in all of Germany. Rosenthal's reply, so what? As I said before, the Jewish people are the cleverest people in the world. So somebody thought up a big number, and perhaps it grew until the number of Jews killed was 6 million. We have control of the news media, and that is a great difference. Otherwise, your people could tell your big lie. It's interesting to note, they made up a number, according to Rosenthal. Isn't that what they did in the bailout? They just picked a big number. Back to this. With White, so you brush it off that lightly, something of such enormity. Rosenthal interrupted here, saying, my people have been taught to give consideration and attention to our teachers rather than the words of your people and laws. And White's reply, you're living in America, Mr. Rosenthal. It is our duty to uphold the laws of our country. Your religion teaches you that you may take an oath such as when being inducted into political office, and if the oath displeases you, you can deny silently the fact that you have taken the oath. Now, I have copies of the Jewish document called the Kol Nidre, and I have proven their authenticity. The Kol Nidre, which means all vows, is found in the Talmud book Nedarim, where it's Nedarim, or vows, and is recited each year in the synagogue on the Day of Atonement. It allows all future obligations, oaths, or pledges a Jew may engage in to be deemed absolved, forgiven, annulled, and void, and made of no effect. This allows Jews to lie, subvert, cheat, etc. Rosenthal replies, well, all Jews don't practice that oath business, I'm sure. And White says, but they do practice it, and do they not with the rabbi's approval? Rosenthal says, to some extent, perhaps when it is helpful to the individual. And White says, well, is that not sinful? Rosenthal, well, maybe to your way of thinking. I've told you, you and I are different. We are different people. Our beliefs are entirely different. We have been raised that way for many centuries, so it is not a sin for us to take any oath and break it. It's our teaching. This point on the difference of character has been made by many other Jewish writers and statements, and is well supported in history and science. Yet, ironically, Christians continue to believe the Jewish lie that we are all the same or equal. And White responds, I've possibly saved the most important question of all until now. Rosenthal says, listen, White, if you're going on any further, my time is money. We made an agreement and you're extending it beyond reason. You have it all on tape, and remember that we agreed for you to take whatever you want from the tapes and your notes, but no reproduction of the tapes under any circumstances. They are to be destroyed. If you violate this, White, we'll cut your, well, I won't say the word, your gonads off. And White replies, well, who are we? Rosenthal, just get smart and you'll find out. You don't want any trouble and I don't either. You keep our agreement and no one gets hurt. Now give me the rest of the money, okay? White says, I intend to keep our agreement to the letter, and you have my word of honor that these tapes will not go any further than my use in the interpretation of the story or in preparation for the story. There is no misunderstanding. We agree on that and I'll keep my word. You get your money in a minute. Rosenthal goes on to say, I have friends, White. I know a lot of people, and I don't want them to be reading things attributed to me that I didn't say. I don't give a damn what you or anybody else thinks, but I don't want lies printed, only the questions and answers in this interview. White, we understand each other perfectly in that regard, Mr. Rosenthal. Now, please, this question, Rosenthal, shoot, but remember, I need Las Vegas money. White, surely you must know somewhere in your schooling or you have had some kind of personal feeling or understanding as to when and why the story began that the Jews are God's chosen people. He responds, we are God's chosen people. And White, do you really believe that, Mr. Rosenthal? Rosenthal, maybe I can explain, or perhaps Jake Javits, could give a better answer. Who is Jake? Jake Javits. Rosenthal says, you know my associate, he's the man that I work for, and he's a pretty smart guy. plenty smart. His answer might serve your purpose for the story better. White says, no, I want your answer. Rosenthal says, you and we actually have a different God. White, is that the answer to the Jews being God's chosen people? Rosenthal, to our God, we are chosen ones. We are taught that from childhood. White, that is an evasive answer. You know what I mean when I pose such a question, and I don't believe your reply or your explanation. Rosenthal, okay, I don't give a damn what you believe. White, do your people believe that Jesus Christ was a Jew? Rosenthal, hell, we're not going back to that again, are we? We've already gone over that. White says that was before the tape machine was ever turned on. I don't think we recorded your reply to this question. Rosenthal, well, I can't answer for all Jews. I guess you're asking what Jews throughout the world believe. White says yes. Rosenthal, Jake could answer that better than I. White, please, I don't want Senator Javits' answer to anything. I want your answer. Rosenthal, White, I know what you're searching for. I've known from the beginning, but that's all right. You and we are so far apart. You're another breed. You're not our kind. It's not secret that we do not respect you and your kind. White, are you referring to just our kind or Christians? Rosenthal, no. You Gentiles, all of you are enemies, are our enemies. When I was a little boy, just a kid, very young, we were taught very wisely. Many centuries ago, when the Jews were persecuted in almost every country and driven out, these are Rosenthal's own words, just as I mentioned yesterday, and driven out of so many countries, some of the governments. I cannot remember exactly whether it was the government of France or Spain. Anyway, the government demanded that the Jews must become Christians or to be expelled from the country. White, yes, I recall reading of this many times. Rosenthal, was it France or Spain? White, possibly both. But I vividly remember the story of Queen Isabella of Spain, how patient she was, with the Jews always giving them the benefit of the doubt until such time as her eyes were opened completely to the deceptions of the Jews. But please go on. So Rosenthal says, anyway, the Jews at the time had a very wise rabbi leader, a world leader, and his advice was respected throughout the world. He said that the Jews must pretend to become Christians and bide their time and make real sacrifices if necessary. We have always been ready to sacrifice a few thousand Jews in exchange for world leadership. This was the plan of the Jews who instigated World War II. Some Jews were sacrificed so that the persecution propaganda could continue. It is a small price, and there is nothing wrong with that. I was taught that when we Jews must become lawyers so we could control and strangle the courts, and even the judges, unless they were Jews. We should become doctors and teachers and leaders in all of the churches, and this goal has almost been fully accomplished. I said before, and I'll say it now, that we will have complete, I say complete, control throughout the entire world, possibly before I die. We are very successful in keeping you Gentiles confused. We create confusion. The word Babylon in Hebrew is Babel and means confusion. The Jews are masters at confusion because they are the ringleaders of the system known as Mystery Babylon, which is the Judeo-Roman Universal Church of Revelation 17 and 18. You're not stupid, White. You know that the Jews are successful because of our unity. We die for one another if necessary. We generously finance our own, so it is understandable how we govern not only in this country. We direct American foreign affairs. We are the supergovernment of the world. Is that enough? White says, no, go on. I find that what you are saying most interesting. Please go on. Rosenthal, we are the most powerful international body of people in the world. Do you believe that? White, well, you speak with such confidence that I so, and Rosenthal cuts him off. We can destroy any country's economy without their even being aware of it if we want to. I think this is what you want to hear. Most Americans are totally unaware that by the Federal Reserve System, their money has been stolen and the economy debauched. White, I'm expecting you to be truthful with me, Mr. Rosenthal. Rosenthal says, well, it's true. We're smart, we are powerful, and at the proper time, we will mix up your Gentile women with the blacks, and in 50 years, you'll all be mixed up. He uses the N-word here. He says, they love to screw your white women, and we encourage it by using them to our advantage. White, I recall you're saying that the blacks serve a purpose. Rosenthal, yes, we will use them to a great advantage. It was primarily by Jewish merchant ships and Jewish-run slave auctions that the blacks got to America. White, and try to destroy them after you've used them, I presume? Rosenthal, if necessary, yes. You and I know they're inferior people. This is according to Rosenthal now. A dumb race, but can be useful with the use of money. I mean real big money. The ends will do anything for money. So When the time comes, you and I might live to see it, we will have that complete control while the stupid Christians are waiting for your Christ, the imposter, to return as your Savior. White says, well, you sound bitter. Rosenthal replies, not at all. Why should I be bitter? We are on top. White says, and then this whole sordid story becomes known, and when this whole sordid story becomes known, the result will be an aroused citizenry, an angry citizenry who will want to destroy you. Rosenthal replies, how? I ask you how. You can't reach the people. We have it all under such control that no one or nobody can reach people unless it is done through our media control. Who has had control of the mass media in the 20th century? Chairman of NBC, Leonard Goldenson. President of CBS, James H. Rosenfield. Chairman of CBS, David Sarnoff. Chief Executive of NBC, Fred Silverman. President of the PBS, Lawrence Grossman. Chairman of Time, Arthur Heiskell. Editor of U.S. News and World Report, Marvin Stone. Chief Executive, Dow Jones, Warren Phillips. Editor of Newsweek, Lester Bernstein. President of TV Guide, Walter Annenberg. I'll stop right here, take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please.
All right, folks, we're back. It's all right as long as you live the life you please. I hope you're all doing that. So going on here, as Rosenthal is talking about the people who own all these networks, Chief Executive Dow Jones Warren Phillips, Editor of Newsweek Lester Bernstein, President of TV Guide Walter Annenberg, President of New York Times Sulzberger Family, TV Program Producer Norman Lear, these and more are all Jews. We have it sewn up. We have infected your churches completely, and we now control the school system in the United States. It is a reality that we have complete control of organized Christianity, almost anywhere, completely. White says, I find so many things that you say to be so repulsive. The way you say things, Rosenthal, it's what you wanted to hear, or you wouldn't have paid good money for this interview. White says, so long as you are truthful with me, but you still haven't answered the question I posed long back. Do you believe that Jesus Christ was a Jew? Rosenthal, as I said, Jake could give you a really intelligent answer. I don't know that most of our friends, kids, and people I grew up with, in fact, all of our friends, I'd say all of them, don't believe Christ was a Jew. He was an imposter, and millions of people all over the world now believe that Christianity was founded on truth and deliberate incorrect translations of the Bible. Christ, according to Rosenthal, was a fraud. Even the National Council of Churches agree that there were false translations of the book your people respect. It's built on lies. This comment can hardly be regarded as coming from a true Christian source, since the National Council of Churches was organized by Jews and its theology is controlled by them. White responds, according to the latest scholarly research, your ancestors are not Israelites, but Mongolians and Asiatics from Eastern Europe and Western Asia. So your ancestors were thousands of miles from the Holy Land. They never, ever saw the Holy Land, proving that your people were not the chosen people of God. Rosenthal replies, so what? What difference does it make? White says that we have been taught the big lie for many years that Jews are God's chosen people. So what? So it does make a difference, a very grave difference. Rosenthal says, what grave difference? White says, does it not prove that the great majority of Jews today are Khazar in origin? Your ancestors never tried or never trod the lands where Christ walked. They never knew Jerusalem and Palestine. So how could, and then Rosenthal interrupted shouting, what the hell difference does it make? So White says, I find so many things that you have said as being repulsive, and your arrogant manner is in boasting, as it were, to admittedly being part of this gigantic, this heinous plot against mankind, and at times you attempt to brush things off by saying, what difference does it make? So much of what you have admitted staggers me. In fact, I lack the words. And Rosenthal interrupts him again. That's because you're a Gentile. You don't understand. You never will, unless it's too late, and my hope personally is that the American people do not. Rosenthal then paused, and White says, there is so much of what you have said that as an individual, people may not believe you, they may not believe this interview. And Rosenthal interrupts him again. That is why we have the control today. One of the reasons. Your people did not believe that it was possible for any people or race to accomplish what we have within a couple of hundred years. The Gentile is stupid. We are intelligent. I am going to be a very important person in and around Washington, and soon. I intend to become nationally prominent, and you are going to hear and read about me in the future. I'm young and have the guts to tell you more than any other Jew would ever dare tell you, at least publicly. I've stuck my neck out, White. Some of what I have told you is part of the inner, invisible world of Jewry. We'll be back, top of the hour break coming up. Stick around, second hour in a minute. Actually, 2 minutes.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants.
and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.